Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And thought it would be a great thing to do for families, and we're doing it again. So we are not canceling Halloween. The October 31st Halloween continue on as traditionally has been done over the years, but we're just doing this here at City Hall on Tuesday, September 29th.
So you're saying this is like fake news, like media fake news on this program?
I would definitely think it's fake news.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Yeah. But for the real story, always speak to Spicer.
Oh, I like that. Period.
Yeah. Now, how long have you been the mayor?
I've been the mayor for 21 months.
Oh,
and counting. And I've got another 10 and a half years to go at 4 years at a time. So I'm absolutely loving being the mayor of this great city.
So the Metro West Daily News, which is a pretty reputable source,
yes,
reported 3 days ago that Framingham was considering canceling Halloween.
Now that doesn't sound like the Metro West Daily News, because one of the things that I've done a lot with them, and they usually check their stories before publishing anything, and they usually talk to our public information officer. So this is definitely something that the Metro West Daily News did not report, and it just does not sound like them. So I'm thinking this was a blog kind of thing. Really convinced that it might be a blog kind of thing.
Well, no, I mean, it's an article. I saw it yesterday. I mean, do you know who Kelly McFalls is?
Absolutely. Kelly McFalls is my public information officer.
Okay. And so apparently when Kelly McFalls was asked about whether or not there would be a frost before Halloween, and if there wasn't, whether or not Halloween would be canceled, Kelly said that that Framingham couldn't speculate on that.
Absolutely, we can't spend, because we're not meteorologists. And,
well, no, but not,
we
no, it was to... about no. The question was about whether Halloween would be canceled or not, and she said she couldn't. She said that she couldn't speculate about that.
No, she would not make such a decision, because once again, the notion of the information we know from the Department of Public Health is that before we can have a bit of an all clear, we need to have temperatures go down below 28 degrees, a hard frost, before we can, you know, say we're out of the woods with mosquitoes.
Right.
And so that's something that, you know, you would just have to wait and see. We don't know what will happen on October 31st. So we just have to be vigilant. That's it.
I see. Well, maybe if she had just said, hey, we can't, you know, we're never going to cancel Halloween, we would never do that, that maybe that wouldn't have, the Metro West Daily News wouldn't have gone the way in which they went. But if this there's a texter, Madam Mayor, who says that I should be ashamed and that I owe you an apology for spreading false news.
Well, you know, here's the thing, too. I think in this day of need to know immediate news, sometimes things are not portrayed correctly. And so, you know, we just keep moving. But as I say, when you want the real story about what's happening in Framingham, do call my office, do check our website, because we try to keep things up to date as much as we possibly can, and certainly get the information out as need be. So I don't think it's anything to be concerned about, but just know Halloween is still on as far as I'm concerned, and in addition, having a great time for our second annual event that will happen here on the City Hall on October 29th as well.
Will you be dressing up this year?
Oh, we shall see. Time will tell. I'll play it by ear.
Oh, I mean, what people are either Halloween dress up people or not. That's right. I'm not one, but I mean, do you dress up every year or what?
I typically don't every year, but you know, I've had my moments.
It's the Greg Hill Morning Show with your host, Greg Hill, streaming live from WEEI.com and the radio.com app. And now it's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
I don't want to be accused of spreading false news, but a texter says that they know in Milford they're also talking about canceling Halloween.
Really?
In Milford they're talking about canceling Halloween because of the mosquitoes. But I'm not spreading. I already got accused of spreading false news over the Framingham story, even though it was a Metro West Daily News headline. So I don't want to be accused of that again.
You want to get the word on Milford?
Always speak despacio.
Well, I would say, I mean,
for the real story, always speak despacio.
That's right. I always have it.
Yes, what, Danielle?
The public health director for Milford, Jacqueline Murphy, said that officials will meet with school officials and others on a decision about Halloween if a hard frost doesn't happen before then.
Well, see, there you go.
Had now, frost guy.
So now you're spreading false news.
No, unless Milford.wickedlocal.com is wrong.
Which brewery is already hard at work on Hard Frost as their new double IPA name?
I don't think we're going to...
That's more of a cider, isn't it?
Yeah, would that be like a double hard cider?
Yeah.
I don't think we're going to get a hard frost before Halloween.
Not the way
the weather... Why? I mean, it was cold this morning. It was like in the 40s this morning.
This happens every year, though. People say, we get September, it's nice. Then we get a week where it's 60 degrees and all the winter people like myself are like, huzzah, summer's over. Yeah. Then we get 80 again, then we bounce back and forth 3 days at a time, and then somewhere around October 22nd. Tanks.
But 5 days of rain blows in the middle of October.
For the people that seeded their lawns this fall.
Well, listen, we got a nor'easter that is invading and underway. It's not going to stop raining until Saturday.
How dare you put an R at the end of nor'easter?
A nor'easter.
GTFO.
It's here.
And Entercom canceled Columbus Day. You don't get the day off.
We've never had that day off.
I've already heard in the building it referred to in earnest as Indigenous Peoples or First Persons Day.
Yes,
Persons? I've never heard that.
First
that?
Peoples Day.
I get it, but I've never heard that one.
First Peoples Day?
Yeah, because they were first here.
Yes, they were here. They prefer. People have said that they prefer to be referred to as the first people. That was a hard
Instead
sentence to
Instead of Indigenous?
Say. Yes.
Okay.
First Peoples Day.
First Peoples Day.
Right. Well, I'm not one,
Day.
So I'm not.
Hey,
one.
I went to a college that actually wouldn't let us have a Christmas tree, and they forced us to call it in our dining hall the non-denominational holiday bush.
Well, of course, yeah.
In 1993. Oh, everyone saw that at Hofstra.
That sounds dirty.
And I got laser.
So if Milford cancels it, what are they going to do to little kids who dare to go out and trick or treat?
They're banished from Milford forever.
It should be the parents' decision. Like if the parent want if they
parents
want
to, can't think for themselves. That's why government exists. How dare you?
I feel like there was in the late 80s, there was like a candy with razor blades scare, if you will, that forced a lot of us to skip Halloween. And
no,
like
that was
I want to say
that was
it's
like
fake
one of
every
the
year.
That was that thing never happened.
Yeah.
Of course.
That was like complete fake news before there was fake news.
The only person that's ever inserted a razor blade into a Nestle Crunch snack size bar is a parent who wanted a Facebook post to go viral.
Yeah, or like was in like one of the Saw movies. Right. But like I feel like there actually was a year where there was such panic on the South Shore that everyone just had Halloween parties and we didn't go out and it sucked.
That sounds like a nightmare.
It was awful.
Oh, do you want to argue on this spreading fake news thing for 5 minutes? We can. I mean, here's a 508 text that says, "Greg, how is it not spreading fake news when you are saying that Framingham is considering canceling Halloween?" Based off a comment in a newspaper, because that's exactly what they...
Well, they reached out to a town official.
Yes.
So it's not like they're like, oh, we saw a thing somewhere, a comment on a subreddit that someone said they heard at the school pickup line that Framingham's going to do it.
Yeah.
I think the essence of the article, it seems like there's this overwhelming overlying, whatever it is, thing where... Because of the Triple E threat, we've been canceling a lot of things. We're moving football games earlier on Friday nights. We can't do this stuff. So, of course, the next big thing that everyone's going to do is Halloween. Are we going to cancel it or not? So maybe they reached out to Framingham and said, hey, are you guys going to consider it? They said, we can't speculate on that because we just don't know, and people are taking it for whatever they want.
Well,
so I don't know.
You just,
I'm exhausted already.
You just read the comment from the public official in Milford. They're going to talk with the schools and figure out what they're going to do.
But I don't know that in Framingham's case it was something that they were already considering or that they were approached by Metro West Daily News because of the thought of the possibility, and they merely responded saying, we don't know.
Do you think it's possible that they were considering it and then people who listened to the program yesterday started to call and started to complain about it, and that's why they're saying that it's not happening now?
That's why they're backpedaling you on the vaping?
Do you think that's possible?
Always speak to Spicer.
Do you think it's possible?
Curtis, can you check? Let's get the real word on if Halloween's going to be canceled in Framingham. Can you see if we can get Mo Money Chanel on the line?
Yes. He's in studio at 9:30 tomorrow.
Perfect.
Yes.
We have a new sponsor this hour, Greg.
We do?
The Boston Bruins.
Oh, Bruins. Oh,
yes.
Nice.
All right. Bruins fans. Ever wanted to know just how small the space is between Tuukka's pads and the goalpost?
Yes!
Ever wanted to feel how crowded the front of the net gets during a power play?
One save, Greg.
Ever imagined watching three periods of hockey with a stranger's head 3 inches from your crotch? Dale here. Then you're going to love the new seats at the totally redesigned TD Garden.
I'm feeling a little awkward.
Feel the crunch of trying to fit into a seat meant for someone half your height.
Mutt here.
Buy your tickets now so you can shoehorn your ass in on the action. Bruins home games. Hey, we're banking on you wanting to stand most of the time anyway.
Not funny.
No, you just threw out the Scott from Weymouth bat signal.
That is not funny. I love how people like Nick and Curtis think this is going to be the sports story of the year.
Because it is.
How
because
is it not?
That experience is going to be so uncomfortable. I'm already dreading going to a Bruins game and sitting in those seats already.
So what is going to happen exactly on Sunday or Monday?
We're going to get a flood. We need to come up with an official hashtag for the seat abomination,
right?
Because people will be adding NHL Bruins and all the other stuff on Instagram, Twitter, everything. People are going to be posting all the
photos.
You.
But what exactly is going to happen? People are going to revolt? Like you keep saying to me, this is the biggest story that nobody is talking about in sports in this city.
Well, think about the amount of money people spend on these tickets. They've had the same seats in the same spot for generations for some families.
Yeah.
Then I saw one Twitter account tweeted out a screen grab of year to year for his Celtics seats. He was at the preseason game a couple nights ago.
Yeah.
One was perfect view of the floor, great seats. This year, he's behind a stanchion. He's behind a metal, temporary seating stanchion, and he can't see anything. There is going to be thousands of those because the regular season ticket holders don't usually go to the preseason. They don't go to the other events. They go to the main games. Everybody's going to be at the Saturday night opener this weekend, and there are going to be all the news trucks outside. It will be the number one story Sunday morning because the Patriots don't play that day. It is going to dominate the news coverage this weekend.
And, what exactly are people going to demand? I mean, are they going to demand their money back? Are they going to
date with Marchand?
I can't believe that you as a business owner are kind of balking at this.
Why?
Because people are going to be customers are going to be consistently unhappy about this.
They're going to move all the Bruins games to the Dunkin' Donuts Center in Providence.
People are being so vocal about this.
Over leg room?
Yes, at a game, at an event where you sit in a seat. This isn't like you're up and mulling around and mingling in a cocktail lounge. You sit or you stand occasionally, but for the most part, you go there to sit and watch an event.
Aren't you going tonight for the Post Malone? You can give us eyewitness account tonight.
Not by the sitting, way. Ken.
Oh. By the way, it's not the Post Malone, Ken.
I didn't say the.
It is Post Malone.
The Post Malone show, yes, I think Ken was going to say.
There are people texting in about how they went on, they went to the preseason game and it was uncomfortable. But again, it's like, I don't know, Fenway's not comfortable.
Yeah, but know that when you go into it. Fenway's uncomfortable.
Yeah, this isn't a change they just made.
These looked, every picture we've seen, and it's been a select number of pictures on Instagram and Twitter.
Right?
Yeah, there's only a couple that have gone viral, and Barstool kind of helped spread one as well a couple weeks back. But it looks miserable. It looks like you're on like a Cessna. I don't want to get DVT at the NHL.
Like, no offense. This seating situation is so bad that it would prevent me from buying concessions like food and drink, because I don't want to have to deal with picking it up off, because I'm not going to buy one beer. I'm going to grab two when I go to the bar and go back to the seat. Then now I have to sit there. I'm holding one drink and I've got the other one on the floor. Now, every time some donkey from the middle of the road decides he's got to get up because right. he's got a prostate issue, I have to stand up, pick up the beer, get up, adjust myself, move my purse. It's a pain in the ass.
You have to do that anyway. But you have, to do that at Gillette. You have to do that anyway.
But there's less room for them to shuffle by you. Yeah. At least in the old seats at the Garden, if you stood up when the seat bottom picked up, you could just effectively lean back. Now there's even less room, and we're bigger as a society, so it's going to be harder for people to sneak past you.
Yeah, when I was at FedEx Field Sunday, there was next to no room to be able to walk by people to get out of the aisles. Mm-hmm. And I hate this. Excuse me, pardon me, sorry to step in your nachos. Watch out for your kid.
Right.
But now if you literally can't get over somebody, you're going to have people either watching from like the monitors at the concession stands or begging for like a standing room deck, or they're just going to sit there and get UTIs or wear yep. astronaut diapers.
Mm-hmm. Texas Cather.
It was season ticket holder for 10 years. I sat in my seat for preseason, and I will not renew after this season.
Ooh.
Well, wow.
And think about how many drinks these people are going to be deep. Saturday night, big day, opening night at the Garden. There's going to be some enraged Bruins fans. Nobody likes change, Greg. If you had to change the entrance you went in, people would be right? upset. Think about their seat they've had for 20 years is now, you know, 5 inches shorter in terms of legroom.
Did you just tell Greg, the new morning host at EEI, no one likes change? What are you talking about?
You know, and I can't, I mean, the argument, like, this person is like, oh, Greg, you're ignorant, you're rich. It's like, really, there's no clarification from anybody about whether it's every single seat. All I have heard is that they added 500 seats.
Yeah, but that's going to be a grand shift in the configuration.
Huh?
It's not like you just plump down a section of 500 seats and you move everything over an inch.
Right, no, I don't.
You've got to change the entire seating
easy.
Configuration.
Take it easy. It's okay. Take it easy.
It's not okay, Greg. I'm outraged for Bruins fans and Boston as a whole.
It's a seat at a sporting event.
That you're paying a lot of money for, dude.
Yeah. So what exactly is going to happen? I mean, people are going to stream out of there after the first period because they can't take it
anymore?
Yeah,
they're going to get sick of it partway through the season, and the Jacobs family is going to be forced to reorganize, and everybody's going to have to redo the seats at the end of the season.
Refunds. Remember at the Super Bowl a couple years ago, Dallas gets to host their first Super Bowl after Jerry World gets built. They add in a bunch of extra seats. They don't do it right. People end up sitting behind columns and they have obstructed view. Next thing you know, it dominates the frozen Super Bowl in Dallas because they had hard frost for a week and they had to refund 5,000 tickets. It was a disaster.
Yeah.
Now put it in Boston with our terrific attitude.
Yeah.
Fun.
All right. Well, I guess we'll see what happens.
And they're going to have to amend their statement where they said, we've received feedback from fans and can appreciate that. As uh-huh. with any change, it takes some time to get used to such major changes.
Yeah, yes. That's a big FU burger.
It takes some time. It takes some time to get used to it. You know,
yeah, it takes time for you to get your kneecaps removed so you're shorter.
Boston Bruins with seating challenge garden now offers on-ice seats for the game.
I mean, I guess that you do want to stand up, though. Like, nothing worse than trying to sit there and have somebody squeeze by you and it's some dude who's at like eye level with you when he's going by.
Yeah, crotch level.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not so much.
Absolutely.
I think we know why the Jacobs family is now relinquishing power to all the kids because he doesn't want to have Charlie in charge of this. Mm-hmm.
This might be a problem, but it's going to come off as sounding worse because Curtis and the rest of the media who don't want to talk about the Bruins, this is the only thing they'll pivot to. Curtis will bring this up right. after every game. Whoa, what are the seats? Whoa.
It's right. much more interesting than the first three regular season games. People having 15 grand in season tickets and having no room to sit in, that's news.
Is it the same for the Celtics, or is it a different configuration for the Celtics?
Oh, no, the Celtics seats are great.
Okay, so there's it's only the Bruins games.
The Celtics seats are actually all larger and more into leg room now, so it's better.
Yeah. Hashtag corporate.
This is Steve. Hello, Steve.
Hey, good morning, Greg. I've got a little obscure reference for you on Post Malone.
Yes.
Yeah, on the new album, he has done a song with Ozzy Osbourne.
Yes.
And a few statements were made. The Post Malone fans asked, who the heck is Ozzy Osbourne? And Ozzy Osbourne fans asked who Post Malone was. And Ozzy Osbourne said, who's Ozzy Osbourne?
You know, I was happy I didn't even have to go to see Post Malone because I could just watch Instagram.
Well, Guy's talented.
He's very talented.
I hate to break it to you. He's very, very talented.
But I mean, how annoying that all you can see are cell phones. Just watch the damn show. Seriously.
He's got his own Post Malone Budweiser can, which you get when you go to the show.
Good for him. Nice work, Austin.
Let's see. Here's Bill from Swampscott. Hello, Bill.
Hey, Greg. Your show's great again today.
Thank you.
Listen, Greg, about this fake news thing, you guys did report that you actually said Framingham is going to cancel Halloween.
I think we did say that,
Greg.
Yes, nowhere
in that article. I just read the article. Nowhere in the article does anyone say we're going to cancel Halloween.
Read me the headline of the article.
Well, yeah, but if you read the whole article, it doesn't say that.
I
don't have it right in front of me. It was on my phone.
I do. It says triple. This is the Metro West Daily News. These are journalists.
Right.
I'm not a journalist, Bill. So listen, it says triple E risk could cancel Halloween trick or treating.
Right. Could. But you said, Greg, Framingham is going to cancel Halloween. That's exactly what you said.
I think they were until they realized that I was onto them.
Wait a minute. What you think and what was reported is two different things. And that's cherry picking.
Journalism is dead.
Yeah, journalism's dead. I agree with you. I apologize.
Greg,
Bill.
Greg, this morning you reported on that the Leaf thing, right?
Yes.
You know, if you read the whole article, it didn't ever say anything about methane and stuff. It said that it takes up 10% of the landfill, but most towns like Swampscott are recycling it and stuff like that. But the fact is, if you read the whole article, their whole idea of cutting and mulching and doing that makes your lawn better. It was actually a good reason for guys to not have to rake. I said it was the best excuse. But you also said it was about the methane. And
no, Danielle it, said no, Danielle said, brought
said,
up the methane.
I
said
right.
that, I yeah. said that, that, that
I know, but that's what I call that's what I mean by cherry picking. You got to read the whole thing before you report that. Right.
You are fake news.
All right. It's entertainment, Bill.
God, heaven. What a fun guy.
When did we ever have to do our research to write a headline? I mean, just go to WEEI.com. Patriots don't deserve to win.
Oh, we're back on that again.
Journalists are under assault.
The raking leaves story is this. The Planet Police are telling us that raking leaves is bad for the environment. That's what they said.
That makes no
sense. Raking, getting your leaves off of your lawn and sending them to a landfill or sending them somewhere is bad for the environment. They're the ones that are doing cherry picking. They're looking at every single thing that anybody does and talking about how bad for the environment it is. It's like the China thing. Curtis is outraged by the NBA, but he's going to walk out of the building today and buy 47 things that say "Made in China" on the back of them later on.
And just to quote the article itself for Bill, there is a naturalist at the National Wildlife Federation that they quote from a USA Today piece who said that when leaves take up space in landfills, they can break down with other organic materials and create methane, the greenhouse gas that contributes to climate change. So that's verbatim from the article.
They're trying to scare you.
Rub out the leaves.
I said, we're on the leaves now.
Yeah. Like, we're on the leaves.
Greg, this morning, an MIT researcher says we should trash all our recyclable plastic, and he's probably right. So now we're saying stop recycling.
Oh, so wait. At MIT, they're reversing the recycling we've been told that we have to recycle for the last 30 years. Now an MIT professor is saying don't recycle anymore?
Right, and if you have a compostable straw, you're a total dolt.
Oh, Danielle used the compostable.
Hey, GFY.
That was ridiculous yesterday, you and your humble bragging compostable straw.
It's plant-based.
Get out of here.
Made out of sugar. It's you can eat it. You can compost it. It's fabulous.
Yeah.
I can understand if leaf blowing or raking leaves is bad if you rent a hovel like I do in Newton. Because, you know, basically they're using Gulf Streams on every third lawn to blow them off so that it looks fresh and clean. But it's not even that. This doesn't make any sense. This doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
It's just rake your leaves, drink your, use your straws, use your
eat
use,
butter,
drive your SUV. I mean, listen,
go to China, eat some tuna.
It's the Leafs are mulch again.
Vote Wiggy Mofo. Always speak to Spicer.
Chilean seagrass with duck fat on top.
Screw sustainability.
Celebrate Halloween.
Eat a D.
Don't panic if you think a mosquito might be around. Just live your your life. All right. We will be right back.
Bill Belichick joins Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier after every game on Patriots Monday. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss, encouraging you not to give up on losing weight. Set up that consultation, learn how easy losing weight really can be. Part of the fake news, I don't know what you call this, like a habit or whatever.
Trend?
Trend. That's very good.
Tendency.
Yesterday, bad segue by me. Yesterday over at Patriots, Mike Reese is like the nicest guy ever, right? He never gets caught up in controversy.
Right.
Well, so he wrote this story about the Patriots linebackers calling themselves the Boogeymen. And Devin McCourty, like, takes him to task for it for spreading fake news. This is yesterday's
story. I'm going to continue to make fun of them for that. I don't know. Didn't you, you had a part of writing that article?
I wrote the article, but only the day after. Like,
you're a big part of the issue, man. Yeah. You're a huge part of the issue, so I blame you.
What is that about? Wow. Like, Reese writes the article, Van Noy said it, and now McCourty's upset that they've become and have a nickname.
I'm assuming that Bill doesn't want the defense to have a nickname.
I think Bill does, because he loves the celebration of the defense.
Well, hold on. Kyle Van Noy is currently having a contest on Twitter for someone to come up with a boogeyman design and is going to award the best design for the boogeyman with tickets. So how can this not be true?
Bizarre. And then, of course, you have Edelman, who's got a new T-shirt every week. What's the new Bubs one this week? Edelman was limited yesterday, one of six players to be limited, and no Philip Dorsett. Tomorrow night, 8:20 kickoff at Gillette. We have wall-to-wall pregame coverage with Mutt involved tomorrow night. So I don't know how you feel about this. Mutt and Wiggy pregame beginning at 6, live from the Encore Boston Harbor. A watch party at the On Deck Burger Bar, and then Ordway, Diossi, and Smirlis after the game.
Well,
there's no way Mutt is sober for that. Zero chance.
Mutt is going to be up. Mutt is going to be up against Gronk. So,
oh, true.
We'll see what happens there.
No, Mutt will do well. Of course, Gronk is the new Fox Studio analyst, and that begins tomorrow night. As you hint, Bruins fell behind 2-0. They win it 4-3, though 3-0 for the first time since 2002. Stick that in your pipe, Curtis, and smoke it. 31 Tuukka Rask saves. Red Sox moving on from Dana Lavangi as their pitching coach. He's been reassigned to the pro scouting department. Tampa won. So we've got three game fives in baseball over the next 2 days. Greg Hill is excited. You can see it. Become a census taker looking for a great paying part-time job with flexible hours. Check out the 2020 census. Apply today at 2020census.gov/jobs. And hurry into your participating New England BMW Center October 17th. It's the ultimate BMW sales event. Take advantage of exceptional offers or visit BMWcenters.com for more exciting offers. BMW is the ultimate driving machine. This is the Greg Hill Show.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
I'm your boogeyman. That's what I am. I'm here to do whatever I can. Be it early morning, late afternoon, or at midnight. It's never too soon to wanna please you, to wanna keep you, to wanna do it all.
Hey, listen, stop spreading the fake news. Devin McCourty and the defense do not want to be referred to as the boogeymen.
Well, the secondary doesn't, but the linebackers do. I don't know. Oh, what's going on over there? What dysfunction?
Oh, yeah, it's more dysfunction.
Well, that is.
It's the biggest non-story of the century is what the defense.
What's the last nickname the defense has had under Belichick that you can remember?
I mean, I can't. I mean, did they ever? I mean, maybe did. What about
Adelis Thomas said they weren't the Jetsons when they couldn't arrive in a snowstorm on time.
I mean, Bill's not a nickname guy. I mean,
six,
I think,
rings. I don't know.
Seven rings.
Hit me.
I don't. I mean, did Lawrence Taylor? Did that defense have any kind of a? A catchy nickname or anything?
You had the Steel Curtain. Yeah, but that was the Jets. That was Gastineau, and that was Klecko. Yeah. You had Purple People Eaters in Minnesota. You had the Steel
Orange
Curtain.
Crush. You had the Orange Crush.
Yeah, we've never had one here before.
No, because we don't do nicknames. We win Super Bowls.
We're too busy for nicknames.
Should be the We Don't Do Nickname Game.
Put that in another
Tom
form.
Terrific.
The GOAT, TFB. The offense has never really had a nickname. The defense for the last several years has mostly just been nicknamed, "Hey, turn around." Here we go. Sorry, let me hold on. Let me rephrase that. Defense bad. Tom, score. Right here, 16 hours ago. Okay. Whoever makes the best boogeyman group design for the linebacking core, which includes everybody, we will put it on a shirt or sweatshirt, and I will buy tickets to a game of your choice, as well as have us sign all of them. Unless Kyle Van Noy was hacked.
Well, no, that's Kyle Van Noy, but he goes rogue, I feel like. I feel like he goes rogue when it comes to social. Don't you think he goes rogue?
Absolutely. A BYU Mormon.
You saw his tweet
about
Rodney Harrison?
Yes.
He was saying he doesn't speak for me?
Yes.
Did you see his tweet about China and Daryl Morey the other day?
No, but I mean,
12 hours.
He had a good question for Larry today. I thought he tweeted it.
12 hours ago, Satan uses a plastic straw. Kyle.
I mean,
coming to you live from WGFY.
I mean, you probably have some wacky nicknames for this defense.
I have so many zany nicknames. Just piles of zany nicknames. I can't keep up with all of them. There's just so many. Yeah. The Big D, eat a D, big sack attack, sack full of W's, sack full of D.
Tom, can you rank your favorite nicknames?
Hey.
Cock, lock, and ready to rock.
It doesn't surprise me.
Don't give a Foxborough.
It doesn't surprise
me. Go Foxborough yourself.
It doesn't surprise
me. Meet the Foxers or Burrowers.
It does not surprise me that Bill Belichick would want to shut down the nickname of the defense thing. It's not his thing.
Shut down the D was my nickname in college.
That's not what I heard. I mean, my God. It's like barking at the Trocadero.
Listen, if Edelman's able to sell a different T-shirt for every play that he's involved in, why can't Kyle Van Noy go out and sell some kind of a boogeyman t-shirt that he wants to?
He should be able to do that. Absolutely.
And if there's anyone who should do it too, it's Van Noy, who's having arguably the best season for any of the defensive players and who is like the most Belichickian of linebackers or defensive players.
Well, that's probably why he gets away with it.
Scrap heap from Detroit, a complete Detroit discard, and now does everything on the field. Phenomenal season.
I mean, Bill only cares about the defense. You heard Ken say that earlier. If Bill could play without an offense, Ken believes that he would do so.
Well, he likes the running game. It's obvious. He's put, ground and pounds back on top of the menu.
Nobody runs more in the red zone than the Patriots, and that's because they're good at it. But that makes too much sense. So let's go back to Bill hates Brady. Right?
Well, Ken said earlier this morning that the reason that Gronk is going on television and not coming back to the Patriots is because it's dysfunctional over there.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, the reason, you believe that? The reason that Gronk
Gronk complicated enough to even care about dysfunctional? The guy goes and plays football. Tom Brady cares about dysfunctional? Absolutely. Gronk, give me the ball.
I just can't believe that that people are still texting in about how Gronk is coming back.
Based on the fact
that the guy signed a television contract with Fox. I mean, it's
not happening.
What is he going to, like, mid-game? Like, what is he going to, like, rip off a suit?
He's going to have a tearaway NBA-style suit, and he's going to be like, hold on a second. He's just going to run out in the field, catch a touchdown, then go over and grab Kyle Van Noy, spike him.
Gronk's going to leak the story to Schefter, so while he's on the air on Fox, on ESPN's pregame show, they're going to announce his return.
People are delusional. Like, they're
Pats fans, yeah. Craig.
What did you
now
just get
what
here?
Are you writing for the Metro West Daily News? Now you're just spreading fake news.
Delusional.
Well, this is a sign he can't give the game up. He has to be around it somehow.
No,
some
it's
form
a sign.
Or fashion.
No, it's a sign that Fox called his agent up and said, "Hey, we'll give Gronk $1.5 million." To do the pregame show.
Oh,
and
that's what he got for it? Well, God, the millions you throw around.
What
theoretical
do you think,
millions you've given Gronk.
How much do you think he got for it?
$200K.
Well, I can guarantee you he got much more
for the rest
of
the year.
What?
No way.
Ninkovich got like 350 for ESPN.
No, he probably got like $3 million.
It's $3 million?
Yeah, that's a guess.
That sounds reasonable.
$250 a week times 12 weeks, $3 mil. Boom.
What do you think Terry Bradshaw makes?
Oh, a good $50 grand.
No, pays. You think he makes $5 million for doing that show?
Absolutely. Those guys get paid crazy money.
Of course.
Bill
they do.
Simmons got paid $7 million to do 20 minutes a week on HBO, get canceled, and produce one sports documentary a year. What do you think these guys get on the number one pregame show?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure.
I thought Romo was like the highest paid, and he was hoping to get $10 million or something. Yeah. Right? And that's it. He's great for a whole year of games for a pregame show.
He's worth it though. Romo's worth
he's
that.
Awesome. Yes,
all day long.
Yeah. Sometimes it's a little predictive text though. You know what I mean? Like, it's great, but sometimes you want to turn off the predictive text, and sometimes you're happy you have it on. And I think he's a phenomenal analyst.
He's an excellent analyst. And Gronk will be, too. I mean, did you read that mm-hmm. statement that he wrote yesterday? Mm-hmm. I mean, the guy could not be more excited.
You know, I think I was a little high on that.
So eloquent.
Collinsworth reportedly makes $4 million a year on NBC. If that's true, then Gronk's not making three.
No,
he's probably making about $1 million.
And the Patriots have $4 million in cap space? You're saying if they came to him and said $4 million, now all of a sudden you said the money he couldn't turn down. Would he turn that down?
Is he going to injure his back doing the Fox pregame show? No. So, yes, I believe. I mean, maybe it's only – I don't think he gets up out of bed for less than $1 million to do this. I mean, he's got to put some work in. It's not like he just shows up and be Gronk.
Thank you for acknowledging that.
I mean, maybe that's what he does.
You
maybe.
Fly to L.A.
But he may just be doing these remote pieces, too. Like, tomorrow night he debuts in Foxborough, as Antonio Brown calls it. So that's an easy commute for him.
Yeah.
We don't know if he's going to be going back and forth across the country.
Well, I think he probably will.
He may do a couple of these little package pieces. And who do you think currently is the best former Patriot that's doing either pieces, reporting?
Rodney Harrison.
I think it's Randy Moss. Moss is fantastic on ESPN.
Oh, yeah, he is
very relatable.
He is pretty good.
Good insight.
I think Brewski's better than Moss.
Oh, Brewski is excellent.
He's excellent.
He is excellent. Yeah, you're yes. I think Dungy, I can't stand Dungy. I think Dungy is horrible.
Awful.
Horrible.
What, bat boy who coached team?
Yeah. Well, you'll be able to hear what Gronk says for himself when he joins us in the studio on this show on Tuesday. So next Tuesday, Gronk will be here. And I'm going to give away one more chance to come into the studio with Gronk during tomorrow morning's show. So be here for that tomorrow morning, and the crossover is next.
We're back with the Greg Hill Show on Boston Sports Station, WEEI.
Rich, I think it's completely disingenuous and completely trying to make something out of absolutely nothing and construct something.
Maybe for you it's nothing, and maybe that's what you're saying.
No, you're
there's never been anything here, but I feel like
you're constructing a narrative that the Patriots have been this unbelievably upfront team about everything. Brady's pretty upfront this season about the guys he's surrounded by not being good enough.
And I have no problem with that.
Well, the crossover this morning is brought to you by National Lumber. National Lumber, wait till you see them. Dale is here.
We're going to fire that baby up at 1 o'clock when Tommy Curran joins us.
Yeah, I mean,
I was working, so I only heard about it secondhand. But I mean, as I understand it, the entire panel was attacking my buddy Rich Keefe.
Yeah,
I mean, disappointed.
I'm upset about that.
That's my job, for God's sake.
I mean,
wait till he gets in here at 10 o'clock.
If he needs some muscle, let him know I'm available. I mean, I wear glasses, so I can't get physical, but. I do stand.
So what good is muscle if you can't get physical?
Behind, I'll stand behind the tough people and kind of jab my finger in there.
It's metaphorical muscle. You. I'm talking about you.
It's metaphorical muscle.
By the way, your skills on television unmatched.
Thank you.
When it comes to the Bruins pregame. However, your acting skills leave a little less to be desired.
I've seen some commercials that you were in the past.
Don't be
mocking other people when you have zero acting skills yourself.
I'm just recommending that if the Nesson people are listening and you guys are going to do this acting thing when you're walking up.
We might do some other things.
Please.
For the 30 seconds of entertainment value that you get out of this, and we get how many hours worth of people mocking us after? Afterwards, this is a bad thing?
Dale, have you been to the morning show yet where you can't receive a compliment without two punches in the junk on the way?
No, this is the first time. It's never happened before.
So, another great game last night.
It was fun.
These guys are good. I think. I know it's early. I know it's early, but that's a great comeback last night.
Yeah, and that's a good team that they played last night. Yeah,
and that's like the toughest place to play now in the NHL.
Well, did you hear Marshawn before the game?
Yeah.
Because Sophia asked him about it. He says, they just have louder speakers here than
yeah,
other
places.
Yeah,
I thought that was great. She has the smile of an angel, by the way. I don't know if I mentioned that or not.
Is there any female on Nesson you haven't pined over?
I mean, she has the smile. But you know what? She's doing a pretty good job.
She's good. She's excellent.
She's really, and I love the
she's
way.
She's got the Canadian accent going pretty good, too.
I like the way you've obviously been coached in pronouncing her name
Yurkshevich. The first time I met her, that was the very first thing I said to her. I said, how are we saying your name? I stumbled over it 2 games ago, and I felt so bad. And Billy and Barry said, just say Sophia. I said, I'm working with Billy Jaffe and Barry Peterson. Yeah. How do I say,
and
I'm working with Soph?
Right, yeah.
No, I have to get it right, and I'm working on it.
You're a pro.
Last night I got it right. 2 games ago, I stumbled all over it.
Do you think all hell is going to break loose on Sunday after people sit in their seats like Curtis and Nick?
I have not, and I'm not ducking this, I literally have not been in the building yet since they redid everything. I've seen the pictures, and so I haven't, and I don't sit in the seats anyway. I'm up in the studio. So I'm curious to see what exactly happened. They didn't add a whole bunch of seats.
No.
So it's not like they went from 17,565 to 19,2.
Right, that's what I'm saying. How bad could it be?
Is the decrease in legroom that everybody's talking about simply because they put more padding in the seats? And I don't know the answer.
Yeah.
I don't know. I haven't seen it yet. I'll be in there this weekend for the first time. I mean, they are scrambling just to get it ready for Saturday. And the clubs and restaurants and all the new stuff.
Will the Bruins or like will Nesson do a thing Saturday maybe where they have you like actually go down and sit in the new seats just to make it look comfortable to try to allay any public fears? Hello, I'm Dale. I'm 6'5", and I fit just fine.
5'7" Dale is fine in here. However,
but how does 6'2" Nick Stevens fit in there?
Probably not great. Maybe we'll get like we used to do some pregame stuff with Hal Gill.
Right.
And they would. Now, this is inside TV stuff for you boys and girls. So I have a little box. It's about an inch tall that I stand on.
An Apple box.
So that me and Billy and Barry can sort of be in the same shot.
Sure.
So when we had Hal Gill come in, who's, as you know, a legit 6'7", they said, oh, don't stand on the box, Dale. In sizes.
When they frame up for Hal Gill, you're going to be at his waist.
Yeah, it was an issue for the camera guys, but we'll get Hal Gill. We'll bring him in and see how he fits in the seats.
Do you stand firm on your declaration that Gronk is coming back?
Sure.
Sure.
Well, he's either coming back or he's taking a position with The Economist. Okay. It's one of those two. Right, I'm not sure yet which he's got. You know, after I read his statement yesterday,
so the fact
I thought...
The fact that he signed with Fox as...
Oh, yeah, I bet he doesn't have an out there, right?
So he's still coming back.
Jason Witten said, please, I suck at this. I'm out.
Yeah. Well, I don't think it was him that was told that. I think everyone else was like, hey, Jay.
back to football.
I have my doubts, and I love Gronk like everybody else around here does. I have my doubts about how good he's going to be at this.
Really?
Yeah.
Everybody's saying that except me. I just want to wait
you
till he
honk.
Comes. I want to wait till he shows up.
Oh, that's right. And then next week.
Yeah,
oh, no.
Because he wants to be in the Gronk suite tonight at Post Malone.
Or that.
Ride the bus.
I thought Post Malone was last night.
And tonight.
I'm going tonight. Are you going? No. Oh, you want to go?
I had the 10 o'clock face-off last night and the 9 o'clock face-off tomorrow night.
All right.
If I had gone out tonight... I was going to go to Aganis Arena to see AEW wrestling, and I just said, I can't do it.
Well, if you want to go to Post Malone with me and Dooley, I mean, you got about 47,000 Echo Store mentions in the pregame last night.
I do it all the time.
If you want to go, we have a
ticket.
Actually,
they're real nice people. I like those people a lot. I thought Wiggy would go with you.
I asked him. I think he's busy or something. Is there something to do? He's got to...
He's got something going on.
He's probably writing his lines for Friday.
Shots fired. So Wiggy's in because it's Wednesday.
Yep.
We will talk with Tommy Curran, and I think Andrew Raycroft, our Tuukka Rask whisperer, is going to join
us. He's doing a good job.
He's really good.
He's doing a really, really good job.
He might be up.
Yeah,
the Razor?
Don't say that.
Yeah. Razor's great.
I'm not big on nicknames. Like, Billy calls him Razor. Mm-hmm. I don't call him Razor.
I thought that was his nickname,
I call him
though.
Andrew.
Yeah, call him Andrew.
Yeah, I thought that was his nickname.
Like, I'm totally confused about what to call you.
Me too.
I have a few suggestions.
Okay, well, we'll get together after
do
the
you
show.
Really, Danielle? Let's do those on the podcast.
All right, we are going to go. Dale and Keefe is next. We will be back tomorrow morning at 6. Thank you for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.